They had a jazz cat?
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Well, I guess we'll find out. 50 years ago today, the Doors released the Soft Parade album, which had the song Touch Me. Big hit for the Doors. Robbie Krieger wrote it. It ended up to number 3. The Doors were asked to go on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour show in 1969. And they were asked to do the big hit, Touch Me. Ray Manzarek was confused a little bit. How are they going to do that? Because there are horns and strings and stuff. Here's Ray Manzarek.
We said, well, first of all, how are we going to do Touch Me? It's got a lot of horns and strings on it. And they said, don't worry, you can use the Smothers Brothers Orchestra. And we looked at these guys and we thought, oh my God, these guys are ridiculous, man. These little fat violin players and a bunch of lame horn players. And we said, okay, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. It certainly fits the Doors' image of being absurd and ridiculous. Let's bring these guys on the stage. Fine. And we brought Curtis Amy, our ringer, our jazz cat, to do the solo part at the end.
See? They have a jazz cat. Apollo 11, everybody's talking about it. Everybody was glued to their TVs 50 years ago. So let's talk to some musicians. Peter Frampton on Buzz Aldrin, something Buzz told him about Apollo 11.
When they were in the LEM, they were on the surface of the moon, and they were preparing to fire up, turn the batteries on and get out of there. They looked around and Buzz said, oh my God. Neil said, what? He said, there's the ignition switch. He said, we must have broken off the switch when we had the suits on, because it's such a small cramped area to get those big suits on. So one of them smacked the thing. So the amazing thing was, you know, Bic pens, the ones sort of hexagonal, clear ones, right? The center comes out and you can replace it. Buzz had one of those. And the hole in the head of what was left of the pen, without the ink part in it, fit right over the switch inside the hole. That was the way they turned it on.
Also, you can use them for pea shooters, spitballs, if you take the... Not that I ever did that. Here's Queen guitarist and astrophysicist, Dr. Brian May.
I was in Cornwall with my drummer, Roger Taylor, in his mum's house, and I will never forget it, watching, you know, this very grainy and hard to distinguish pictures, but there you could see the man go down to the moon, and he said, this is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Something I will never forget, I must say, and it seemed miraculous. I do remember my dad, who was in space aeronautics, a couple of years earlier saying, we won't get to the moon in my lifetime. I know we won't, but we did. It was an incredible achievement.
And he's an astrophysicist.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.